Have you been feeling a little weird this weekend? Today is a big day. It is Mercury retrograde. It started today. Let's bring up our old friend, psychic Denise Gazzardo, so she can explain this. I wanted to have you on. First of all, how are you, Denise?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I wanted to have you on because I ran into a person on Friday that I haven't seen in years, and it was just the strangest encounter. And then yesterday, when I was at the United Center for the slam dunk contest, I ran into someone I haven't seen in 2 years, and it was very weird. And I was reading today that today is the start of Mercury retrograde.
Yes, our old friend,
Mercury retrograde. Now, there's a lot of non-believers out there, but you and I have known each other for almost 30 years. And believe it or not, there is some science to this, or there's some spiritual something to this, and I believe it. But explain to people what, in fact, Mercury retrograde is.
Well, it hits us anywhere between 3 to 4 times a year. So we're pretty stable with this in a lot of respects. The planet Mercury, it influences the sign of Gemini, for one, but it influences our communication and in more short-distance travel, and it can influence long-distance travel as well. But it appears, it has this little glitch that happens where it appears to be like spinning backwards. And so it definitely can create a bit of a cluster when it comes to communication or kind of getting from, you know, say, minded my manners. I didn't.
You did.
I didn't pull a Lenny Bruce on the air today. But it can, you know, create like mischief.
Everything is backwards, right? I'm a fan of Stranger Things on Netflix, and I like to call it the upside down world where everything's backwards.
We have just entered the upside down world.
We have.
For the next 3 weeks, I think, or give or take.
Well, it was the weirdest thing on Friday when I saw this person, like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And it's Mercury retrograde. So how long does it last?
It lasts about, it will be completed on March 9th, but then you have that little bit of, you know, dust residual that sort of floats a few days. Some people think, oh, okay, good, it's done today, and then the next day they get in a fender bender or something. So it's, but yeah, it can create mischief. I call it the mischief maker. With travel and communication, you're sending a text, and, you know, it's just a simple text, and all of a sudden you're getting an answer all caps back. What do you mean by that? And it's like, I just asked you to pick up some bread. I don't know. What did you read? Do you have your glasses on? You know, so things can be misconstrued very easily.
And it could also be a good thing, too. So if you've been trying to get a job, or you've been trying to date this person, it could happen.
Yes.
Because everything's backwards.
It can just ignite a little fuse for something that's kind of been laying in stagnation. I think I've talked about the Sylvester Stallone story. I don't know if you want me to repeat that one or not. But
this is a great story. We had Jim Peterick in earlier, who you're friends with.
I love him.
He told the Stallone story.
My purple-haired buddy.
Yes. Purple-haired buddy.
Yes. So Sylvester Stallone wrote the script, as we're all very, very familiar with Rocky, okay? And he presented it to different studios over the years, and, you know, people just scrapped it, rolled their eyes. Who's interested? This is nonsense. We're not interested. And his mother, Jackie, who I admired very much, was an astrologer, and he gets a call from, was it MGM that took that to the finish line and really made a ton of money with it, I think?
Okay,
anyways,
I'm not sure.
I hate to misquote, but so they contact him, you know, during a Mercury retrograde. So he calls his mom and he starts this whole, you know, scramble of, you know, oh my, I've got to figure out a way to stall this out. I can't go in there, you know. And she's like, are you nuts? Return that call, get in there.
Right.
And we all know the rest of the... How many were those, Rocky 17 or something?
Yeah.
I mean, oh, and they were great. They're very inspiring.
Right.
You know, but so... Or if you've had your house on the market for like 2 years or a year and a half, and just it's almost like there's an invisible cloak over it. It's like nobody's looking at it, nobody's seeing it.
Right.
You know, because in the little Dell pocketbook astrology sort of, oh, don't sign any documents or during the Mercury retrograde, blah, blah, blah. It's like that is the time that your house will become visible and the right person will come in. And it's like, sell it.
Yeah,
let it go.
It's like
you
a
see what I'm
chance.
Saying?
Yeah.
So it's not always, it's not always a negative thing.
Okay, so Mercury retrograde can be bad, but it also can be good.
And it can bring past love interest back into your orbit as well.
Oh, interesting.
You know, sometimes that's a, oh, hide, and sometimes that's a, I wonder what might have been.
Or and someone who you're trying to get a job with will come back into your life, too. So,
most definitely, yes.
So we all just need to have our radar up until March 9th.
Yes.
Okay, I love it.
Yes, and embrace it. You know, in the best possible light, because good things can come. You know, just give yourself plenty of time to go get from point A to point B. You know, if you're traveling by plane, you know, put those contact lenses and underwear and your toothbrush on your carry-on bag. Just don't take any risks. And all's good.
Every time we
It really is. It's as simple as that. We just make it crazy.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Every time we have you on, people start sending in text messages with their birth date and looking for a new job. Barbara, this is what you do. If you can't, this is how you get a hold of Denise. 815-398-3983. And when we podcast this segment, we'll put the phone number on the website. Also, they can just go to Facebook, right, Denise, and find you?
Yes, it's Denise Gazzardo, psychic on Facebook.
Very, very simple. Denise, you're the best. Happy Mercury retrograde.
Yes, and enjoy this more compatible weather that we've been introduced to in the last, like, 12 hours.
It's nice to see that weird thing called the sun out.
I know, my retina.
Long.
Don't burn your retina, dude. Don't burn your retina.
you're the best. Thanks, Denise.
All right, thanks, honey. Take care.
Psychic Denise Gazzardo, again, 815-398-3983.